Lai 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 lai
Дорогие любимые хаверим, сегодня
great, beloved great friends,
утреннему уроку отвечают группы Бишкек, Казахстан
today,
и первая десятка Санкт-Петербурга.
Today's preparation was by Бишкек in Kazakhstan and also Peter One.
К товарищам, к любви к Творцу.
We all know these words from the love of friends to the love of the Creator. And we already realize that this is that same narrow bridge. The love of friends is the narrow bridge by which we can reach the Creator and become the servants of the Creator. We understand that the result of our spiritual work is not in that I will discover the Creator individually and also not even my friends, but rather that this connection will give us the reforming light. And we will be able to pass it on to all of the parts of creation that in the meantime we see as something external, as humanity. And this specifically is what the Creator is expecting of us. And for this, we have to prepare our true spiritual vessel so that from there we will get the light of correction and pass it on to the other parts of creation. And this is why we gather each and every morning to the lessons. This is what we ask the Creator for the friends. And this is why we're talking about the importance of love of friends. Because our friends need to be those same parts of the general soul of the whole of humanity. So let us turn to these words of our teachers and implement them between us and the Creator.
Adasulam,
letter 47, let me remind you of the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time, for it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near-to-time success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you.
Хаверим, вопрос на активный семинар. Как мы будем сейчас соединить...
Friends, a question for an active workshop. How can we unite our hearts right now into one heart, so that we can be in one intention during the lesson. Again, active workshop. How can we unite our hearts into one heart now so that we can be in one intention during the lesson?
This
is why we're gathering even before the lesson. And we start to read the excerpts in order to aim and warm our hearts towards the lesson, aim them towards the goal, remind ourselves why we're here, why we've come here, and this way, bit by bit, we let the texts and the friends and work on us and awaken us toward the connection between us and the connection with the Creator. The lesson is a measure of light, a portion of light, of bestowal and love. In order to be in the lesson, we need to have a certain measure of equivalence of form. Also, in connection and love and bestowal, in the connection between us. Otherwise, you're not in the lesson, even if you think that you are in the lesson. So that we have no choice. We have to make an effort during the lesson to be in that point of a single heart, in this connected vessel between us. This is what we should ask for. This is where we should want to be. We need to ask the Creator that He will solder our heart, that He will create a connection between us right now, that He will unite our hearts and give us a single intention during the lesson, so that we will have a desire. Our common prayer, I think, is what works. And that request, those efforts, we need to get back to them again and again. Each and every time we have to renew them against the desire that keeps awakening, against the burdening of the hearts. Here it requires a common effort. A person cannot remember this and cannot ask for himself. It's only through a common effort, a common request, where that each one of us and all of us together bank it back to time and again.
You have to ask for the friends, that the friends will advance towards the quality of bestowal, that they will be awarded, and I will only make sure that it will happen to them. Because one who asks for the friends is awarded. That's the spiritual law. And so each one is asking not for himself, but for the friends.
Yes. And in order to succeed in reaching that point, we need to first gather. Truly, it's like an inner gathering from all of the individual desires of each one of us. Like Itzik said, we need to gather and unite in a single intention to be similar to the light.
Yeah, it was just felt when the friend from Peter spoke. He gathered us. I felt like he is standing and calling upon everyone to engage in love of friends, and it sunk into the whole world clean, his heart. And that's how we have to see ourselves, that every time we speak, every time we make an action, even think about the friends during the lesson, we want it to sink in. We want it to raise the importance. Most importantly, we want the Creator to help, and that is in unifying the intention.
Yes, and each one of the friends from all over the world has done everything that he could in order to be connected with us right here, right now, in this lesson. So we should dedicate his effort to give contentment.
to bring contentment to one who gathered us here, which is the upper light, to be like him, which is the quality of love and bestowal.
I look at all of the groups in all of the world Kli. In every group, there is a yellow rectangle that moves each time the speaker changes. And you can see it all over the world now. People are trying to do a spiritual massage for each other's hearts, to awaken each other towards connection between them and through that connection with the Creator. And it greatly warms their heart to see all the friends all over the world doing that.
We need to always come out of ourselves and try to always be not in what I want and what fits me, but to be in what is right for the friends, what is right for the ten. If we manage to really unite as one heart in the ten, and then we'll think about what's needed in the world Kli, to always just be outwardly, not inwards.
Friends, right now we will do a mutual action together with Rabash. A prayer of many will turn to the Creator, and with that prayer we will enter the lesson.
Rabash, from a prayer of many. If there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of Dvekut with the Creator, and that this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will give them that feeling that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator to bring him contentment. La 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 la